Hello, I'm Tony Bass, and welcome to today's edition of the Super Lawn Toolkit, where growth-minded lawn and landscape contractors gain instant access to insider information, cutting-edge tactics for revenue growth, and breakthrough methods for fat, juicy profits. Now, we recommend that you use this wealth-building information for yourself, then share it with forward-thinking landscapers on the road to becoming a huge success in landscape contracting. And here's today's message. The new strategy that wins seven-figure lawn contracts. And again, I'm Tony Bass. Look, the rules are quietly changing once again, and only a handful of lawn and landscape contractors are profiting from this new strategy as I share this article. Now, I hope that you will have the courage to listen to this entire article, because this could be huge for you. If you have an interest in selling really big or really profitable lawn service contracts. And now here's the short version of the story. It begins like this: the birth of a seven-figure sales strategy. You see, new technology is all around, and there's no place better than the lawn maintenance industry to find new technology. In case you missed the news, lithium battery-powered lawn maintenance tools are finding their way into lawn trucks and into landscapes everywhere. First, a little history. Lithium-powered lawn tools were made popular on late-night TV when the Works GT string trimmer was introduced to the USA in 2007. Now, using direct response marketing, 313,000 of these small, lightweight, battery-powered tools were sold within 12 months of their initial offer. Now, these little string trimmers were mostly purchased by homeowners, and many of these purchases were made by women seeking equipment that was lightweight and super easy to use. And this seemingly instant success of this product really opened the doors for the Works brand. You see, by 2009, the Works GT was being sold in Lowe's, Home Depot, Costco, Walmart stores, and more. And here's a key message. You see, every decade or so, technology makes huge advances. 10 years after the Works GT burst onto the scene, there's over 24 brands of lithium battery-powered lawn and garden tools. These next generation of battery-powered hand tools are extremely powerful. In fact, in my test, some of these tools have comparable power to gas-powered hand tools used in professional landscape contracting. Here's why. Battery technology has improved some 50 to 80% in the last 10 years. Now, you've heard of Tesla, right? The manufacturer of the super-fast electric-powered car? Well, Elon Musk and the original founders have been working on the lithium battery challenge, spending millions of dollars on R&D since 2003. That's quite a while now. Look, Tesla spent $187 million to build their first 147 cars. And Elon had invested $70 million of his own money to keep the company going by just 2009. Now, what does this have to do with you winning seven-figure lawn contracts? Well, these investments have helped make the battery technology better, which leads us to follow the money. You see, cars with zero emissions are now a reality. Tesla has forced the automotive industry to invest billions on their own zero-emissions cars. The new movement to battery-powered cars is so popular, as we record today, 10 countries have announced that they will outlaw gas and diesel-powered cars over the next 20 to 30 years. So this is a huge movement. And very quietly, some of the R&D in the automotive battery technology has made its way to weed eaters, lawnmowers, chainsaws, and backpack blowers. just visit the big box stores, Lowe's and Home Depot, sometime over the next few days. Take a look around. You see, when you go down the aisles, you're going to see aisle-long displays of battery-powered lawn maintenance tools of a variety of colors. The gas-powered tools, just like gas-powered cars, now have serious competition. Think different, profit greatly. Look, I've been in the lawn industry since 1987, 31 years plus as I record this message, and my clients today, who are owners of lawn and landscape companies, are scattered all over the USA and Canada. And most of the folks I work with are either A, really successful, or B, want to be successful in the near future. And since my reach goes into companies in 46 states and across Canada, I have an inside track on what's really working in the lawn and landscape industry, which brings me to the meat of this message. Two clients of mine have been awarded seven-figure lawn maintenance contracts because they are offering a quiet lawn service. You see, there's big money today being committed to the idea of quieter services. These cases are not some small residential account that houses a tree-hugging, government-employed liberal paying $30 to get their lawn mowed. Heck no. You see, in one case, a government agency has paid a handsome premium for a proposal to mow electric. This contractor thought outside of the box and now is a major player in his city. Now, he won the big one in his town within 2 years of starting his company. The buyer didn't place a priority on contractor experience. No, they bought into this new idea. They selected the new contractor with guts, who had guts enough to invest his money ahead of the crowd and use battery-powered equipment. Pretty nice story. In a second case, my client was able to boast a 19% premium over the second bidder by promising that all of their handheld power equipment to service the assisted living facilities, including blowers, weed whackers, and push mowers, would be electric powered. Again, a seven-figure contract without being the low bidder. Very smart. Very, very smart. Now, the big question I hear over and over again is battery-powered equipment tough enough? Is it powerful enough? Is it dependable enough to really work in professional contracting? Well, let's start here. Ask a Tesla owner if their car works as good or as better than their gas car. And if you really want to know about battery-powered equipment, look, buy it and try it yourself. But please, don't waste your time on that Works GT weed eater. Look, that's a fine tool for a homeowner who cares for a 5,000 to 10,000 square feet lawn, but it's not what a pro needs. Go get yourself an 82-volt Greenworks commercial trimmer, chainsaw, pole pruner, stick edger, hedge trimmer, 21-inch push mower, backpack blower, hand blower, or if you have the guts, step up and be one of the early adopters to purchase a 60-inch zero-turn battery-powered rider or a 48-inch stand-on machine. This is the new technology. Greenworks commercial battery-powered hand tools are now sold nationwide, as I record this, at SiteOne stores. Or you can buy it direct online at greenworkscommercial.com. Now, you'll never have to work on a carburetor again. You'll never again have to mix smelly gas and oil or kill someone's turf when you're filling the tank. There'll be no more pull cords. There'll be no more spark plugs or air filters to change. Look, my friends, this is going to be a game changer. And one last thing. The devil is in the details when you're considering battery-powered hand tools, lawn tools, garden tools. Do your research. all battery-powered tools are not created equal. So here's a resource for you. There's a couple of cool videos, a ton of frequently asked questions, and nice photos to see how a handful of landscape contractors are adopting this new battery-powered lawn equipment technology at www.solarlawntruck.com. That's solarlawntruck.com. And let me know if you'll take this idea and turn it into a seven-figure contract in your town. It's certainly being done in our industry today, and you can do it too. Once again, I'm Tony Bass, the founder of Super Lawn Technologies, and thank you for joining us today on this edition of the Super Lawn Toolkit with Tony Bass. Bye-bye.